Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the My Downcast podcast. I am joined here today with Cheese Fund.
Hello.
And well.
Gaylord.
I was going to say your second name, but I decided that was probably a bad idea.
That was a real bad idea. Why?
So, for anyone who wants to know, his second name is Gary. No, I'm just kidding.
It's Gaylord, apparently, according to me.
That's what it sounded like you were about to say. I was like, what?
Night Train Gaylord.
Yep. That's you and me, poor chick.
It's Hello. A very uncommon name.
Yes, you sound like a ghost.
Welcome to episode 4 of the My Downcast podcast. And amazingly, like, we're on time by, like, less than, like, we're a week.
This one's really early. We're ahead of schedule. I'm ill. This is going to be a really good one.
Yeah. Like we missed like 6 weeks, and then we did it a week early. So, the next one's going to come out tomorrow. We're just going to keep getting shorter. And then we're not going to do it for 2 years.
Don't have the time for this. No. Yep.
Yeah. Our podcast is free spirit.
Free spirit, like Vin Diesel.
Like Vin Diesel.
A lot like Vin Diesel. 5 minutes to the end. Let's wrap this up. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.
We've talked to Vin Diesel. That is a job. It's a job done.
Okay, we're going to talk about games and other stuff as per usual. I'm ill, so I might be sniffing in the background. I'll try not to.
You're nasty. That's gross.
I know, it's pretty disgusting.
Okay, you're sick of the viewers.
Yeah,
viewers?
But welcome to the My Downcast podcast, the best podcast that you're probably not listening to. Let's take it away. We're going to drop right in there with some game knowledge. Poor Chegg.
Okay, so, guys, we all have DayZ, right?
Yeah.
We've all played DayZ.
Wait, DayZ.
DayZ.
DayZ. Because Jay-Z tried to sue them. No, he didn't. He asked them if they could change it. Fun fact about DayZ.
Another fun fact about DayZ is the creator is going to leave, Dean Hall, the guy who made the game, is going to leave, the mod at least, and the standalone, is leaving Bohemia, I think is the name of the company that make it, at the end of the year. He just decided he wants to leave. The game isn't the multiplayer experience that he wanted, so he's going to just leave.
So here's a question. He made the mod, right?
Yeah.
Like the mod pack, and then he also made the version that was not a mod and it was just its own game.
Yeah.
So he said that. Well, I can kind of see where he's coming from, because when I played DayZ, I expected it to be like War Z, like 10 times better than War Z, because War Z sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you guys played it, but it was really bad.
Nah, I'll never even want to spend my money on that.
It wasn't real bad. It was just that there was a lot of hackers, and then there was a lot of problems with it. So, yeah, it kind of stank. Real bad. But, like, when I played it, it was just... It was meh. It was another zombie game, which is unfortunately like every other zombie game.
It's like every other zombie game, kind of, and, it's just zombies, and you just have to kill zombies and survive. But the thing that was, like, that really I like about DayZ... More than or DayZ or whatever you like. more than other zombie games is that the map is so vast and there's it feels realistic, the amount of sort of traveling that you have to do, and scavenging items, items genuinely feel rare. Like when you find them, it feels like, oh god, I finally found this, I really needed it. Like after half an hour of play, you find a bottle and it's the best thing ever. But yeah, I mean, as for him leaving, I don't really think it's going to have too much of an effect.
If anything, production's going to speed up a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's still working on the team. He's just not taking a lead role.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the exact quote he said, but basically what he said was, he's good at getting projects started, but when it comes to actually getting them, basically he said that he took a big, leap of faith going into the project, and he's surprised at how well it's done. And now he'd be happy with someone else taking it away and doing wonderful, magical things with it.
Yeah. That's really beautiful, Liam.
The good thing as well, I suppose, from this perspective, for leaving at this time, it sort of ran the game, sort of the game just came along with standalone, and he's just announced that he's going to leave. It means that anything he does now and the next project he does is going to get so much attention because of what he's done with DayZ.
It's quite a goddamn achievement, isn't it?
Yeah. For those who are a little curious why as to laughing, he's got a beautiful Snapchat from somebody. Apparently, Liam or Cheese Fund over here like sending me pictures of himself going bleh.
Well, since I got DayZ, the only reason I really bought DayZ when it first came out was because the price is going to go up, and I wasn't expecting big things. But it does seem to be developing fast from what I've seen of it. But I haven't really touched it recently, to be honest.
Yeah, but it does have a lot of potential, but it still feels very early still.
When you say it's vast, and you know, I can totally understand that. Like the environment's really cool and everything. The only problem I have with it is, you know, if you're going to make such a large environment, don't make so many servers and at least have, like, you know, 100 people on the server at once. Yeah, and like, then that's on not top my
problem
of that,
with it. Like, the problem isn't the fact that, like, the problem isn't that there's not enough people. The problem is there's not enough zombies. Like,
Exactly.
The vast environment so empty that, like,
Yeah, it's like you spend more than half your time rather than gathering, you're just walking around looking for a zombie.
Contrary to popular belief, the Z in DayZ doesn't stand for zombies. It stands for zero zombies.
Yeah. It's a pain, because like, you know where to go for action. You go to either two of the cities, but it just means you have to go to the two cities if you want to see anything fun. And then or the airfield, but then anything else between there is just like unlucky if you get shot by someone.
I was especially disappointed with the nighttime gameplay. Sure, when it turns night, it's pitch black, which I love. Don't get me wrong, that was awesome. Like, you know, it's that dark, eerie feeling, which, you know, in the middle of an apocalypse of any kind, there's not supposed to be any light whatsoever, unless you have, like, a campfire going on or something. Because there's not going to be any light. There's not going to be any electricity.
Uh-huh.
So, I love that part of it, but at least increase the amount of zombies that you're going to see at night. They don't even do that. Like, it's barely a difference.
Agreed.
Boom. Agreed.
There we go. But they have been improving the lighting and stuff as well. You can turn your torch on at day now. I know that much. So you know that your torch works. Cat!
Big steps.
I swear to God.
This podcast, special feature guest from Missy.
Yeah, the goddamn jingle cat.
Missy the Jingle Cat. Okay. Speaking of people leaving big companies, Amy Hennig, the top writer from Naughty Dog, the person who wrote all three, I'm pretty sure it was all three Uncharted games, left. She's gone. Apparently, like, it's rumored to not be entirely her choice. Like, she was kind of forced to leave, I think.
Oh, why?
Which kind of sucks. I don't know why. Maybe,
that makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Maybe for cost reasons? I have no idea.
So now, can they actually release a new,
well, they've promised us one.
Uncharted?
Yeah, well, but of course they can.
If she's the lead developer, oh, well, I guess actually
she's
the
lead writer.
Yeah, the rights probably belong to... Yeah, but now they might have to change the story, so that's going to push it back.
I don't know. Like, there's plenty of writers out there. It's just a shame, since they could have kept it going, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I've never played the Uncharted games, but I've always...
What are you doing? Get out of here!
The thing I care about the most is that the stories are so good in them. But, yeah, I've not played
and
any.
And, like, the trumpets. Trumpets?
You've never played...
It's like... The best. It's like a classic theme.
Did you play Uncharted for the trumpets?
Yes. Oh. Specifically. They even kept the trumpets in the multiplayer. Oh man. The multiplayer for that is fantastic as well, because there's just I love it. I'm getting all hot under the collar. No, I do love Uncharted. Oh. You need to play them. Come round to my house now.
Okay.
That's like saying I've never watched Back to the Future.
Yeah. It's like being somebody who has an Xbox and has never played Halo. That's what it's like. It's being like someone who has hands and has never touched something.
It's being like somebody who has eyes, as well said, but doesn't, you know, hasn't seen Back to the Future. What kind of human being, like, knows what Back to the Future is and chooses not to watch it? You shut up!
If anyone wants to know some interesting facts, Mr. Will the Night Drain here... has never seen any movies ever. Take it away.
That's not. let's talk facts. I've seen a couple of movies. I do. I for some reason
recent Star Wars.
Not remember what?
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes. I mean, who hasn't seen Star Wars? Have you seen all of them? Yes.
Okay, have you seen, not seen Back to the Future, have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yes, I've seen
Jurassic Park. Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
Yes, I've seen the Harry Potter movies.
Have you seen Back to the Future? No. Rest my case.
Have you seen which Matrix? Some of them I have not. I think I'm a... I've basically seen all of them, or I've viewed all of them.
The first Matrix is the one that really matters.
Have you seen the fourth one?
No, because there is not a fourth one.
Good job!
There you go.
Jerks.
On the case of speaking about people leaving big companies once again, the CEO of YouTube, he's gone. He's out of there.
Oh, no.
Donk, that's a good thing.
Salutations.
See you later, nerd.
Apparently, according to what Liam said before the podcast started, and I'm just going to quote you here, and then you can continue, they were the reason that YouTube sucked.
Yeah, no, that's not a quote from me, that's a quote from somebody on Reddit. That was just like, the first thing was just like, oh, the guy who made YouTube, like, it wasn't even nicely put, like, there was sweary words in there, he's now gone. The new CEO of YouTube is, Susan Wojcicki.
That is a fantastic name.
I don't think that's how you say it, but...
don't butcher her last name.
There you go. She's a long-time employee of the SVP of Ads and Commerce at Google, and now she apparently is going to be the new CEO of YouTube. So maybe we can see all of these, like, really constant updates to the layout being actually good for once.
Now, did she join and then the layout changed? Because I hate this new layout. I don't know if you guys have any problems with it, but the fact that you have to, like, scroll onto the more section and then go and highlight under, like, a bunch of lists of, like, your subscribed YouTubes instead of it all just being there after you click more, it just irritates me.
I don't think that's new. Like, I don't know. But then again, like, the YouTube layout changes so fast, I don't keep up, really.
Yeah. That's definitely... Or unless I get the updates later, for whatever reason, because I tend not to update stuff when it asks me to, unless I have to.
Which?
You know, guys, you know those books you get that are like a dummy's guide to such and such, right?
Okay.
We could make a killing on a dummy's guide to YouTube, because it changes, like, every day. All we need to do is make, like, a new book every day and sell it to people. And they'll have to keep buying the new issue, and we'll get loads and loads of money.
You shouldn't be saying this in front of all the people that are going to listen to this. We have thousands of viewers.
Just edit it out. It's fine. Just edit it out.
We should make a dummy's guide to beep, because then we can make loads of beep. Yeah. And no one will know.
Totally.
Just bleeping it out.
Oh, perfect. Good job.
The audience edit and the skills I have. Right, nothing happened. You didn't hear a thing. Didn't hear a thing. Talking about things going back to the way they were when YouTube used to be good. Has anybody seen all those sweet, sweet retro games on the Steam?
I have not.
You have not?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're getting all the good ones.
But I am opposite of your opinion, though. I don't understand it. I like retro games. I do. Trust me, I like retro games. But, like, that new Zomboid game that came out, I think that's what it's called, Zomboid? Project Zomboid. I was looking at it, and I didn't understand it. I was trying to get into it. I was like, this is one of their best sellers right now on Steam.
That's not a retro game.
Are you guys talking about actually old games?
Yeah,
or games
I'm talking
that
about
sort of
like
old styled.
I'm talking about Metal Slug 3.
No. See, those retro games, yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about retro styled games. This game kind of has like a sort of like a third person outlook, but I shouldn't say third person
because
it's like overlooking. Yeah, you're looking down. And it's weird the way it looks. I've seen some trailers, some gameplay. I don't know. I'm not really into that kind of view from it. And it's got like a retro style. But don't get me wrong. When we're talking about old school side scrollers, I love those. Like Metal Gear and, Metal Slug and what's it called? The Mario games. I love those for sure. But some of the new retro-style games that they're coming out with, I'm not too sure about.
I mean, it's not like that's... I don't know. Like, I understand what you're talking about, like, retro-styled. I couldn't really compare the Project Zomboid thing to any retro games that I've played. Like, I kind of like the fact that they're breaking down the survival genre a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, more being added to the table. But when I'm talking about retro games, I'm talking about, like, they remade Strider, which is, like, an old, like, SNES Strider. Game. I can't remember. There's, like, four of them all across, like, different consoles.
They remade Double Dragon as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they... Well, Double Dragon! Yeah, Double Dragon Neon, I think it is, another Double Dragon game. That was out on the Xbox Live Arcade, I think.
Okay.
Beforehand. And now they've brought it to PC, which is, means, like, basically, slowly... Like, I'm looking right here, right now, and I've just looked at coming soon, Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. Nah, it just means, like, my PC is slowly turning into, like, the best arcade cabinet ever. So, like, when people come around to my house, I can just be like, oh, let's blast some dudes. But then again, like, when it comes to, like, arcade games, like, I never really played any of them when they were in arcades, because we don't really get arcades here.
No.
So I can experience that at my PC with other people.
It's good. Fantastic.
So wait, you're telling me you don't have one arcade near you?
Not really.
I could kind of relate. I don't really have an arcade here. We used to have this place called the Video Game Arena, and basically what it was, you could go, you show up, you pay like an amount per hour, and you get to play a bunch of games. Like you're not really a PS3 person or a PlayStation 2 back then. This is when they were still open,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you had an Xbox. So you wanted to, you know, play a few PlayStation games just to relax and hang out with a bunch of friends, you'd go there. You can do any game as long as you just stay for that amount of time.
There was kind of a similar thing in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I know the one that you're talking about.
There was like and downstairs in the HMV, there was a thing called the Gamer Base, and you paid for like an hour and you could play any game on the PS3 and Xbox. It was actually a really good service.
But guess what? They got rid of it.
Yeah, they got rid of the HMV one went bust too. But I don't know if your place did this, but my place had tournaments, and I actually entered into one of
them. They had them in Edinburgh,
to the Halo tournament, and I came in third.
But obviously, we're not from Edinburgh. Don't try and hunt us down. We're not from there. We're from a distant land where there's no arcades, and it's a
pain. Jamaica.
Yeah. We're from Jamaica. We just like to talk about Scotland.
Apparently, I live in Mexico, so...
But you're Mexican, so, I mean, that makes sense,
apparently,
right?
I live in Mexico, and I'm a Mexican. Apparently.
Apparently.
Just edit out the apparently, Liam. It's fine.
Okay. Beep. I am from Mexico. Beep. Nothing wrong with being from Mexico, Mel. Mel? Mel? Mel?
Who's Mel? Wow, we just can't get this guy's name right. Do we even really know him?
Oh my god.
His name's Mel Gaylord.
Mexican Gaylord.
Oh. Guys.
Oh, hey, I say...
moving on.
Ikaruga as well. That's an old one that I've never even touched. That's been re-released on Steam. I'm trying to keep it together.
Okay, let's just
moving on.
Talking about Mexican gaylords.
You know what? Moving on. The first game in a long time for this company, boom, has no transactions. You guys can name it.
Titanfall.
Oh yeah, what's up?
So EA, the infamous, we have microtransactions in literally everything. Say that they're not going to put any microtransactions in Titanfall. I don't know whether it was actually EA that said that or the Titanfall developers. I don't know. I also heard that EA basically gave the developers of Titanfall money and then didn't have anything else to do with it. So maybe that's why.
They've avoided such a good game, you know.
I mean, to explain why they've avoided some of the sort of EA bullshit, let's say. Apologies for the swears.
Okay, hold on. You're telling me that there's no season pass, there's no DLC, there's no microtransactions, but then that means they can still make like 6 billion DLCs, like definitely going
to
be DLC.
Yeah, but DLC is different because, like, with microtransactions, people can pay to get guns that other people in the game can't have, giving them an advantage over other people. With DLC, you can just download extra maps if you want to play them. That's what the biggest problem with microtransactions and sort of big AAA.
But who's to say that the DLC won't include like the newest gun or like the newest Titan or whatever they're called? Like, I don't know.
Well, the thing is,
I haven't had a long history of trusting AE. at Titan AE.
Hey!
You know why I said AE there?
That's the Fonz's,
You want to know why I said it? Because you were talking about EA, and we're talking about Titans, right? Has anybody ever seen the film Titan AE?
I've heard of the film Titan AE.
That's your homework, okay? Talk about that next time, right?
Here we go.
Okay.
But no, I don't trust EA. I feel like they're definitely going to bust out some DLCs on us.
Yeah. They could just be like, oh, we changed our mind last minute.
Yep, they could do that as well.
Yeah, like, we're not going to make you pay for a new gun on its own, but here's the new weapon pack that will make you win. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah. Also, unlock new characters by buying this.
Oh, we've put 3 Titans in the game, but if you want to access the 150 more Titans, buy this, like, $70 DLC. Come on, EA. Cut me some slack.
As of recording this, though, the game does come out in like 6 days, so I'm sure we'll find out more of this stuff.
We'll find out that they have 150 secret Titans.
Alright, giving them a break, though, a little bit. EA has at least made some pretty good games.
Yeah, but they don't make them, they just publish them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a good point.
Did you hear about the... Oh, what's it called? It was Dungeon Defenders, I think?
Right.
The game... I hope I'm doing this justice. I'm pretty sure it was called Dungeon Defenders. Basically, it was like an old style game
for
PC, and it was like really sort of really good, and EA were like, okay, we're gonna make a remake, and everyone was like, yeah.
Dungeons Defenders, or is it like Dungeon Master?
Maybe Dungeon Master. Dungeon something. Yeah.
They made it on like mobile, and they screwed it up.
They made it on mobile, right? And basically what they did was they had this sort of in-game currency, which you could earn by playing, but it's kind of like a tower defense, I think. So in order to place like a tower, you have to pay a certain amount of in-game currency, which is fine. But you cannot earn enough in-game currency by playing the game to be able to progress further without buying in-game currency.
To correct you guys, it is called Dungeon Keeper.
Dungeon Keeper, okay.
And it actually looks pretty cool, but from what I hear, there's a game that I play that's very similar. I'm into the big Android gaming. I love the Android games. I love the Google Play Store. It's awesome. There's a game that I'm into playing, and it's called, you guys may have heard of it, maybe not, because you guys don't really make a big deal over the Super Bowl, but it was on the commercials for the Super Bowl, and it's called Clash of the Clans, I think?
Oh god, that mobile game that everyone's playing.
Clash of Clans.
Right.
But, see, now, what I really want to know is what game came out first, because there's a game called Castle Clash, and a game called Clash of Clans, and they're extremely similar. The only difference is one of them's got heroes in it. The one that I play a lot more than the other one is the one with the heroes in it, and I've spent a few dollars on that to, you know, get like stuff to speed up things just because I like wasting my money on stupid crap like that. But it's actually really good, and you can become like, you get really into it after a while, and once you do, it's like you don't need money anymore because you just got stuff coming in like constantly. And you could just go raid other people's bases. But now I'm playing this other one, and it's like I'm sitting here for 2 days, and I'm waiting for something to be done, and it costs like 200 gems to speed it up. Meanwhile, in the other game, you have ways of earning gems. In this one, there's like literally no way to, there are a few ways, but you barely earn any, and it costs so much. They're obviously trying to just milk money out of you.
Mobile games for you, man.
Yeah, exactly. I get so fed up because like, you look at a mobile game on the store and it'll say free to play, and it's not free to play. It says free to play, and then you buy it, and you have to buy all the stuff in the game. It's just, it's false advertising. It really pisses me off.
The worst thing about mobile games is every so often you get like a mobile game and you'll be like, oh, this one's high rated. I'll download that game. Okay. For example, the yield Flappy Bird, okay? Right? Just using it as an example, okay? At some point went, Flappy Bird, okay, I'll download that, right? They tell their friends, loads of people download it, the guy gets loads of downloads, makes loads of money, but then, okay, I'm not saying that Flappy Bird's a good game, but then you get all the rip-offs, and then the mobile market is just filled of rip-offs of better games to the point where you can't find the good games because you're swimming through like a sea of like crappy like unbelievably terrible like one-click games. Like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I hate mobile market. You know they've started cracking down on that, right?
Really?
Did we talk about this last time?
I don't know.
No. They've started cracking down on it. I think like the iOS one When people are sending in their games, if they can relate it too much to another game, they send you an email back saying, like you're just copying this our game or whatever. But here's the best part. I think it's the Google Store, or maybe it's, like, Amazon or something. The Google Store, I think. Basically just sends you an email back that's apparently one word, and it just says spam.
Wow.
Nothing but spam. Like,
I do quite like the idea of like trying to get rid of clones. I think that'll maybe help out some
of
the...
They're cracking down on it, which I'm so thankful.
Yeah, you guys being a little too harsh on it, though. I mean, I love the mobile games that I play. And sure, there are some that... I mean, there are a lot that you have to like pay to play it at all. But, you know, there are games like... I got Sonic Dash on my phone. That's like a Temple Run-based game. There's Plants vs. Zombies 2. That was free to play.
A lot of mobile games for me just seem to be distractions when I'm in between doing other important things.
No way, man. They're a great way to make college time pass by like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I was at university, I had my tablet and I just loaded up a ROM and got Pokemon on there and just start playing Pokemon for the classes that I didn't care about.
Playing like a game that started coming for free because I've got a Windows phone. It's like an Xbox game. It's like Asphalt 7 or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a car racing game. It's pretty fun, especially since it's free and I've got like PS1 graphics on my phone. It's awesome. I feel like I'm from the future. Speaking of cars, though. Oh, he's on a roll today. Has anybody heard that they're making the flippin' Need for Speed movie?
Oh, yeah.
I have indeed.
Has anybody seen the trailer for it? Oh, you guys.
I have seen the trailer for it, yeah.
No, you know how I got, over here in New York, you know, forget about it. You can't go 5 feet without seeing a taxi. I saw that. I saw the new advertisement for it with the guy's face on it on a taxi, and I was like, oh, I guess Vin Diesel's not in that.
So this is sort of the big problem with the movie. I mean, it might be good and it might have loads of cool car races in it and stuff like that, but a car racing movie without Vin Diesel in it isn't really a car racing movie. Let's be honest, don't get us wrong,
we're not mixing up Need for Speed with Fast and Furious. We're just saying, why even make a film about cars if Vin Diesel isn't in it?
Exactly. I mean, there really is no point. I mean, it kind of been that. I mean, I suppose he's doing Guardians of the Galaxy. Although, having said that, his character only has, like, what, one line?
I'm a tree.
No, he's literally, his only line is, I am Groot. I think that's it.
Wow.
Maybe he's doing, like, the body movements, like the motion capture.
He may play an important role in it.
What?
He may play a bigger role in it than that, just
that. You haven't seen the film. You haven't seen the script, poor Jay. Get a grip, Jesus.
Yeah, I doubt they'd hire him for two lines. Come on, this is Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's worth a cash dollar. He pays per word.
He's going to kill the main character in that movie and become the main character himself.
He's probably doing the motion capture for the giant tree that he's playing. That's probably what it is.
Nah, you know what I think it is? I think it's each word was like £6 billion. And they're like, oh, Vin, we want you in your movie. You'd be like, okay, how many words am I saying? And they're like, oh, you've got, like, this full script. And he's like, you know I charge per word, right? And
they were like,
oh, Jesus. Oh, no! This is a nightmare! And then,
I knew it was too good to be true!
on the money front, watching the trailer for the Need for Speed movie, they've spent so much money on cars. The cars are ridiculous. The first like clip you see is like these three. I don't know cars. I don't know cars at all. But these three very pretty cars. Like if these cars were women, I would do things to them. There's a Bugatti in one scene, and I'm pretty sure there's like a clip at one point of like the main character standing on top of one, and I'm like, could you do that? Like, could I stand on top of one? Would that work?
Oh, man.
Looks really good, though. I'm not into cars that much, but...
I hate cars.
I don't think it'll honestly be that great of a movie, but to just go and watch something where lots of races happen and explosions and stuff...
There's explosions in the first clip, and I was like,
I know. It's just going to be, like, over-the-top action constantly for the whole thing, and it'll be nice to just watch a movie where I don't have to just, you know...
Although, that being said, as well, the story to me made no sense when they're trying to explain it in the trailer, and they're like, you were in jail and somebody exploded and now you want to stop man who exploded them.
By driving halfway across America.
Man who exploded him is police or something.
It would totally make sense if in the middle of all that, Vin Diesel was taking a shirt off.
Vin Diesel just walked in and went, what's up?
Yeah, everything would make sense then.
Like, surprise there was no shiny bald heads in that trailer. It's really quite disappointing.
I'd be funny if, like, the whole trailer ended and after, like, the sort of the end trailer, like, who was directed by and stuff like that, there's just, like, a, like half a second flash image of, like, a bald head and you're just like, yes!
Yeah.
We know he's gonna be
and
there.
And, like, the Riddick goggles just make completely no sense out of it. And he's also a tree.
Like the tree from Guardians of the Galaxy with the Riddick goggles and a bald head.
Like a shiny bald human head.
Yeah. I just realized that Vin Diesel is in every movie that has a tree.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he is every tree in every movie ever.
I heard that actually.
True fact about Vin Diesel.
Tree fact.
True fact. Oh yeah. Congratulations. Oh god.
I'm sorry everyone, I'm not feeling well.
So, let's move on from Vin Diesel news for today.
To Goat Simulator! I've been waiting for this. Someone tell me about it.
As far as I can gather, the game is basically you running around as a goat and just causing mayhem. Yeah. You run around and just jump on stuff and break things and just ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
Now, is this something you could get on Steam?
I don't think it's out yet.
It's in development.
Yeah. There's people who were playing the beta a while ago.
I honestly know nothing about it other than the fact that the trailer is awesome. So if you're watching / listening to this, go check out Goat Simulator for reals.
Yeah, watch the trailer. It is one of the funniest things I've ever
seen. I got it over here. It's on www.goatsimulator.com. Is that it?
that's the website. It wasn't hard for them to obtain that domain name, you might imagine.
You know what? That's a pretty rare name, so you know.
It's actually only... You can actually get the beta access when available. It's only
$9. It's $9.99.
Yeah.
I tried to look for it on, like, Steam or Steam Greenlight, and I typed in Goat Simulator on Steam Greenlight, and all I got was Mount Your Friends.
Oh. Okay.
Anybody ever seen that game?
No, I don't.
Hold on. I reckon that right now, as we're all sitting here, we should just greenlight this game.
Is it on? Oh, it's on the greenlight section.
Let's vote for it. I might have played a bit of music there. I'm sorry.
Where is
the greenlight? You know what? You know what? Right. You guys talk about fun stuff. I'm just gonna paste this here. Okay. Steam Greenlight is a platform where you can greenlight games that you think are good. I have seen this game on Xbox Live Arcade. It's a game where you're all playing as muscular, greasy men, and you have to climb up a goat and mount, freeze yourself in a position, and then your friend has to climb up you, freeze himself in a position, and you gotta make a really high tower. That's the name of the game.
This looks absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
I cannot wait.
Does anybody else know that there's a suspicious package on each one of these characters?
Yeah, there's definitely some intense physics going on right now.
Yeah, definitely some intentional wobbly bits. Let's say.
I don't feel comfortable greenlighting this game.
You gotta vote it up. Actually, I think it might have already passed its green light because I can't see a button.
Yeah, I think it has.
Well, you have no choice.
Yep, this game has been greenlit by the community.
Yep.
Speaking of games being greenlit by the community, a game that I have fallen in love with over these past few days has also met its green light. Confirmed. Gang Beasts, try to explain what it is. Portek, would you want to explain what it is?
Gang Beasts. They have nipples on their joints. What? What is wrong with this game?
Gang Beasts is like a kind of, you're like Play-Doh men, and you have to kill each other, and you can, like, you've got tiny little stubby legs, and you can, like, punch people and lift them up and throw them in massive off buildings, and it's really fun. I played it for like 5 minutes with my brother, and we were just laughing constantly throughout the entire thing.
Right now, you can actually... are you talking about Mount Your Friends? Well,
No. I'm actually talking about the one you guys... The one you were trying to convince me to download the other day?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. It's got like fun physics. It's only local. local multiplayer. They're gonna work on. I was checking the forums. I think they want to work on a online multiplayer. Yeah. But right now they're just trying to kind of polish the game a bit more because it's still really early. Early days. Like the characters aren't gonna look like Jelly Play-Doh Man. Although I checked on their Twitter to make sure that. That the Jellymen will be characters playable in the final game.
That's good. It's good because those guys are just fantastic. Yeah. They've got like so many ideas for different levels and stuff like that. But the game, if you want to download like the like an early version of it just now, it's on the indie database.
Yeah, I'll try and put a link to it. I'll try and put a link in there. If I forget, just post in the comments or send me a tweet or send me an email at
podcast. My downcast at gmail.com. Oh god, the pressure.
You want to say it again and do it a bit there?
mydowncast@gmail.com.
That's mydowncast@gmail.com.
That's mydowncast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Guys, Liam didn't respond to me on Snapchat. I think I'm going to cry.
You know what? You're totally ruining the fourth wall. We're supposed to be like non-existent higher beings here. No, that's not true at all.
I'm upset.
But basically, it's like a game with like a really, really fun art style, physics, fun time that focuses on like kind of really brutal combat. Like you can pick people up, and slam them on the ground, and throw them into grinders.
Yeah, like hold them with one arm and punch them constantly with the other.
Yeah, and there's like environments which are destructible and fall apart and are fantastic. And also, I'm refreshing my Snapchat thing. I might be too far away from my Wi-Fi router because I can't. It's not syncing up. I'm sorry, Will.
I'm gonna cry.
Next topic.
I need to find it.
Liam does not.
We blasted through a lot of our topics today.
Oh yeah. This is something I actually want to talk about.
Is this a new Batman game? We have indeed.
Okay. Let me just going on to new games instead of old stuff indie things. There's a new Batman Arkham game coming out called Arkham Knight. The trailer was sort of released the other day. And I think this one's being made by Rocksteady as well, not Warner Brothers.
Still the people who made the last one.
Yeah. And, like, just the first thing that sort of jumped to my mind was, like, Arkham Asylum makes sense because that's the place. Arkham City also makes sense because in that game, the Arkham Asylum had sort of been expanded to be like the size of a city. What was the one? I can't remember
the latest one that you know. Arkham Origins.
Arkham Origins was kind of like that name doesn't make as much sense as the Origins of Arkham, or was that the first one? I always forget. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Arkham Knight doesn't make any sense. Is he the Knight of Arkham? Does he protect Arkham? He's the Dark Knight. He's not the. I just don't. I don't get it, guys.
Thanks for the Snapchat, Will. I like.
What are you guys saying? No.
Just sending nudes. If you want to send your nudes, I'd like to send them on
Snapchat. No, don't.
@gmail.com.
I will sue you.
I zoned out there for a second. I think, as far as I can check it out, I've looked at the trailer briefly. I was doing something at the time, so I just kind of looked at it. And I saw, like, Arkham Knight, blah, 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 whatever. The only thing that I can relate to him being the Arkham Knight is the fact that he's the Dark Knight, or he appeared to be wearing some sort of shiny metal armor. So maybe he's got, like, a claymore or something.
Maybe he does. Okay, I don't know.
So let me throw my aspect in, or my thoughts in on this. First of all, I love the Batman movies. I've watched just about all of them. I'm pretty sure I've watched.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't watch movies.
Jeez.
Moving on from that
anime.
That insult. I'm gonna cry. No. I hate the Batman games. I've never played them.
What?
Wow. No way. Nah. You're making up lies now.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Like, bring on the hate mail, please. But it's not that
if
I.
You
want to
send some hate mail?
gmail.com.
Just listen. It's not that I think they suck. It's not that I despise them and I think they shouldn't have been made because they are a waste of time.
I think they're great games. I just love the hate.
I'm just not into it. I don't know. I like the Batman movies. I am not one bit interested in the Batman games. Every time it comes out.
Are you talking about like the Arkham games?
It doesn't matter. Any Batman, well.
They're the only really ones that are worthy of sort of mention, I suppose.
Yeah, I've looked up trailers for them and I have to say, I would much rather be swinging from buildings in a Spider-Man game than
okay,
a Batman game.
Okay, no, I know, okay. I know what you're saying, okay? I know what you're saying. We all love Spider-Man, but there's no denying that the Batman Arkham Asylum game is fantastic. You need to play that.
Arkham Asylum is one of the best games I've ever played. You really should give it a go.
Like I'm saying, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying I don't see the...
Have you played it?
I've looked up trailers. I've not played it.
Nah, you gotta play it, man. For sure.
That's why I'm not saying it's a bad game. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm not.
When we get our funds together to get Will to watch all the movies he's never seen.
Yep.
And we're gonna get Will to watch all the movies he's never seen. Mainly Back to the Future, because he's a terrible human being, and everyone should watch that at least one time in their life. If not all of them, at least the first one. And yeah, we're just gonna make him watch all the movies. It's gonna be great. If you want to send money, send it to my dad.
If you want to like email us money,
yeah, that works, right?
Just scan it. Put it in your scanner. Right? Yeah, yeah. Push that scan button, send it to mydowncast@gmail.com. We'd love to see your emails, and we've been getting them in, loads of them in. We're just saving them for a rainy day so we can read them out on air. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Just like open up your email, write a new email, and just get like a couple of $100 bills and just throw them really hard at the screen. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, click send, and we'll get the money.
You just got to believe.
You just got to believe in the heart of the cards.
So, to end off our little podcast, is it time for the anime corner time? Yeah,
well, I think anime it's time for has
anime
Will
corner
been
time.
Anime is quiet.
What anime has Will been watching? I've been waiting for this. I love it. I love it.
So excited.
This is just so made up, but I love it.
And that's all we have time for. Tune in next week.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, go for it. Go on. Go.
Okay. So in the past recent week since we've done the podcast, we were talking about Detective Conan. I tried watching it some more. I don't know. I tried. I really tried. And just for all you guys who love that series, I just can't get into it. It's a good series. It's a good show, but 700 episodes of that.
You've seen more Naruto though, haven't you?
I've tried watching Naruto Shippuden. Someone, I won't mention who, Admin Augie, ruined the entire thing for me. And I was just...
Well, God damn it.
I was just so upset. But what he said was actually wrong, so I'm probably going to go back to watching it. I've also been watching Tokyo Ravens, which is very good. But I have to say, my all-time favorite anime at this time, right now, just because it's just so realistic and it's got so much, I don't know, it's got so much emotion in it, and I like animes with emotion because it's like, it's easier to relate to the anime, and it just makes it all together a better anime. It's called Golden Time.
I was like, I was waiting for something, you said Golden Time.
Yeah, no, it's nothing great to expect if you want action. It's like a romance, slice of life kind of anime. But so that was what I watched last week. But this
can I
week,
quickly say something just before you go into the next sort of section?
It's just one thing, though.
Okay,
just one thing.
Okay,
Beyond the Boundaries, everyone. That anime is worth watching. I gave it a 10 out of 10 on my anime list, and it was beautiful. It was the best action, supernatural, amazing anime. It's only 12 episodes long, and it was great.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely gonna watch that as well.
10 out of 10.
On a sort of side anime note, I posed the question to Will the other day if he could show me a romance anime that wasn't that didn't have a character that was in high school or school, and it took him like 20 minutes. There's just every anime, it's like following the story of a high school student. Like, all of them are like that. I don't quite understand.
Now, since you said that, I've found a lot
with
romance in it that are not. Have nothing to do with school, but I do admit, when I was looking through my list, it was very difficult at first to find one, because I was like, oh yeah, this one. Wait, they're in high school. Wait, what about this one? There's a grown-up woman lead, but the kid's in high school. Mm.
It's funny how many of the stories, how many anime series like revolve around people who are in high school.
Yeah. Quick, Liam, you got something to say in the next 30 seconds before we end?
The reason why they all involve high school is because when you grow up, everything becomes sad and depressing. And with that bit of knowledge, kids...
You have ruined my entire life.
With that bit of knowledge, we like to wrap it up by saying, We are from the My Downtime server. We are Porcheg, Cheese Fund, and Night Drain. If you want any inquiries about the server, make sure and check out the My Downtime subreddit, www.reddit.com/r/mydowntime. You can get all the information on the server there. We'll post stuff up there. If you want to send us any emails, send them to mydowncast@gmail.com. Thanks for watching.
We're accepting applications still, and the forum post is in the My Downtime subreddit, so if you want to make an application to the server, you can do so there.
That sound means time's up. Thanks for watching, guys. Or listening.
Bye.
We love you long time.
Jerk. Thank you.